Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I recap our Goose Island dinner at Side Door. We run down the winners at the Brew Pub Shootout, and we get ready for the Super Bowl. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're back in the studio after venturing over downtown last week at Side Door.
Yeah, way down there on the Mag Mile.
Man, the hustle and bustle. we're back in the studio, and as always, we're drinking some local beer. And this time we have some Arcade Brewery beer.
Yeah, man. The good folks at Arcade Brewing have an oatmeal stout called Mega Milk.
And it's got basically a picture of Mega Man on it. Not exactly like Mega Man, but it looks an awful lot like him that I feel like they could get in trouble.
Yeah, he's having a good time, man. He's got his beer in his mug, and he's in front of a bowl of oats. This is a sessionable all-season stout for any situation.
And it's tasty. I've had one, maybe two other arcade beers, and this one might be my favorite.
It's good, man. It's like earthy. It's nutty. It's reminiscent a little bit of a coffee stout, but it's not. It doesn't linger, and it's really small in alcohol.
No.
Yeah.
Is it kind of weird that it's not a milk stout? It's an oatmeal stout. If it's Mega Milk.
Yeah. What's up with that?
Questions.
I do like it, though. And they do really cool stuff with their labels, too.
Yeah, they do. They're great artwork.
I think one of their labels is like, one of the guys from The Walking Dead is creating like a series for them. One of the series is already out.
Oh, cool.
I don't know what the beers are, but yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Illustration is fun.
Oh, great. If you haven't listened to Chicago Beer Pass before, every week, Nick and I talk about the events we've made it to, maybe beer-related, maybe bourbon, maybe cocktail-related.
Yeah.
And we get into events that you should be checking out next week, maybe the ones we'll be at. And then we get into a bit of news.
Yeah.
And all Chicago-related, all the events happening in and around the city.
Absolutely.
So this last week, I think the big event both of us went to was this Goose Island beer dinner at Side Door.
Yeah. So the Goose Island guys were there. So were the Lakeshore Beverage guys. And then, you know, our guest on the last week's show, Mr. Vander Tuck, Jeff. Yeah. And it was great, man. 42 people.
Mm-hmm. Pretty small.
Yeah, that took up like most of Side Door, I think.
Well, the main, like that dining room, there was still the whole other bar and that main seating area.
Yeah.
This was like the kitchen seating area, I guess.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I really liked it. I really liked I really liked Madame Rose on the list with the duck duo. I didn't know what a duck duo was. Apparently, if you get a duck and then you cook it in a duck fat,
that's
right?
A duo?
That's a duo.
Ducks two-way, right?
Yeah. And I like how Rick was saying from Goose, he's like, hey, you know, Madame Rose is the best beer we make. You know, his favorite beer.
His favorite beer.
Yeah.
And the most or the hardest one to get and the least amount, right?
Yeah, it's a serious bottle. It's like a $35 bottle. Comes out every other year, which I guess I never paid attention to that.
Uh-huh.
And I believe, like, you know, three of the sisters, you know, Juliet, Lolita, and Madame Rose, start as the same base. But then, you know, obviously the fruits are different and maybe even the barrels are different.
Yeah, like we went to that Goose Island event at Small Bar a while ago where they were showing off the release and Madame Rose wasn't ready yet.
Yeah, Madame Rose, I believe, is cherries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, compared to like Lolita, which is like blackberries.
Yeah.
And Juliet, or blueberries or some shit like that.
But yeah, I think that duck course was my favorite. They had a really good salad course that was paired with the Sophie.
Yeah.
And then they had steak paired with Bourbon County.
Yeah. I was really hoping, I mean, Bourbon County is a huge beer, you know? And I really, a porter would have played well on that. Or once I had a steak dish with Metropolitan's. Lager, the dark lager.
The Dunkel?
No. It's one of their year-round ones.
Oh, okay.
It's going to come to me in a second. And it was like the perfect pairing. Bourbon County's a good beer, but it kind of takes over that steak a little bit.
Right. You know? I guess there's two ways to do pairings, right? There's one, you could either, they go together, or they're opposites where the steak is its own thing and the Bourbon County is its own thing. And I think that's kind of what this worked out to be, where they were both good on their own. They didn't conflict. They didn't go together necessarily. Right.
It didn't. But, it didn't go up a level when you combine the two.
Right.
But it's the Dynamo Copper Lager. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that is a good beer.
Yeah.
And then to finish it all out, we had this. What was the spongy cake called?
Oh yeah, it was a sticky toffee pudding cake.
Yeah, sticky. And we had all four variants. We had Bourbon County barley wine. We had vanilla rye. We had coffee, Bourbon County.
Yeah.
And what was the last one?
Proprietors.
Proprietors.
Yeah.
And this was too much Bourbon County.
Yeah, there were some rumblings about how, you know, there were samples of like the first beer and the second beer. And then you got like a, you know, maybe 8 ounce pour of BCS with the steak. And yeah, by the end of the dinner, I think we were on Bourbon County overload.
Yeah, I think everyone at the beginning was like, man, how much are we going to get? We probably need a lot.
Yeah.
And you get there, you're like, oh, thank God I only have this amount.
I thought it was great to walk through all of them at once. Uh-huh. I mean, we were able to do that with Mike Siegel at the brewery, but we probably won't get a chance to do that over a five-course dinner ever again.
No.
And then, you know, not only do you get all five of the variants, but then you get Madame Rose.
True.
Yeah. You know, like, that's a serious lineup.
It was good. I know our favorite when we talked with Mike was the coffee.
Yep, I think we both agreed on that.
And the coffee did not work well with this dinner. Mainly because I think we were on coffee overload.
Yeah.
The steak had like a coffee rub on it.
Yep.
And then the sticky toffee pudding had espresso beans on the bottom.
Yeah.
And the coffee was kind of lost.
Exactly. Yeah. I think my favorite one on the night. Well, the nose on that proprietor's is just so nice, man.
Yeah.
You know, vanilla rye's fun. Vanilla rye's cute. But I thought proprietor's. It's like that Almond Joy flavor, you know, and that baked chocolate aroma.
Yeah, it went well with the dessert.
Yeah,
I did blend my vanilla rye and coffee together, and that worked out pretty well.
That sounds like it.
It didn't. I wasn't getting too much of the coffee flavor anymore, just because of what we were eating. But that vanilla and the coffee mixed well together.
Yeah,
and you know, I had all those samples there, you know, I was going to drink them anyway, so might not try this little blend out. It seemed like everyone enjoyed the dinner. There were some girls sitting next to us.
On your side?
Yeah, they didn't drink all their Bourbon Counties. They left a lot of beer.
Oh, wow.
So, not sure what happened there.
They need to get it together. Right?
But Side Door was great. I definitely want to check it out again. I know we had some little eats after we recorded our episode, and they were good.
Yeah, the fact that they're pulling off all this really good food and all these really cool beers in a space that most people wouldn't expect it is a real nice thing to see. So kudos to those guys.
Yeah, definitely. Did you make it to any other events this week?
No, a lot of cool stuff going on this week though. So I heard Uppers and Downers sold out.
Right.
500 tickets to a coffee beer fest in Bridgeport. No, yeah, Pilsen.
Was it Talia Hall?
At Talia Hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is in the same space as Deuce X. It's like next door to Deuce X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Brew Pub Shootout was this weekend.
Yeah. Why? Someone didn't tell us. Right? I thought this was
completely over my head. I had
Chicago
no idea.
Beer Society event, right?
Yeah.
And they usually send out their mail, right? Because that's how the Chicago Beer Society does.
That's how they roll.
Physical mail.
Yes.
Stamped, licked. Handwritten signatures. No, they're not handwritten.
No, it's wild. Like, yeah, even for like Great Taste of the Midwest is the same way. If you want a ticket, you have to pull out your checkbook, write a check, mail it in physical mail. Yeah.
But for some reason, I don't remember seeing anything about the Brewpub Shootout. Maybe it came so long ago that I don't remember it now.
I mean, you're too busy, you know, blending variants of BCS and not hitting the mailbox like you need to, man.
But yeah, the Brewpub Shootout happened. Have you ever gone? I've never gone.
I have never gone.
I hear it's a fun time.
Dude, and then when you see some of the beers that are being poured there, you're like, man, what was I doing that day? Why was I not at this thing?
We weren't told. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We were not invited.
So I know previous to this year, Courtney Baldy, you know, the pastry chef of Revolution, has won this thing 3 years in a row with desserts.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so this was year number four in this space that they're in now, the Zuby Art Center, not too far from like Maria's and all that jazz. Yeah, but no, I didn't go. They did post the results, though.
Oh, cool. What do we? What, who are these winners?
All right, so Chicago Beer Society likes to, they give out, you know, first, second, and third prizes. And then instead of naming them first, second, and third, you get two favorite beers and a champion beer. Okay. Right? So there's, looks like three categories. There's a favorite beer, favorite food, then favorite beer and food pairing.
Okay.
Okay.
So kind of like the Beer Fly Alley fight.
Yeah, it's a lot like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So the two favorite beers were Civil Disobedience from Revolution and then the Bourbon Barrel Aged Quad from Goose Island, Clybourne.
Okay.
And then the champion beer was Off Colors, Spots. So Spots was a Berliner Weiss infused with tropical fruits and jaguar pelts.
Jaguar pelts?
Yeah. That's what it says, man. I'm not making this stuff up.
All right.
Yeah. So Off Color won with a Berliner Weiss there for the champion beer. The favorite food came from, favorite foods. There's a, because there's a champion food and two favorite foods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the champion food was Three Floyds.
Okay.
That had a smoked beef rib.
That's hard to beat, right? That sounds good.
And then one of the favorite foods was Brickstone, which is a dark secret coffee braised short ribs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. So then we had the food and beer category, right? Or the pairing.
Yeah, the favorite pairings. So there were the favorite beer and food pairings were Five Rabbit and Three Floyds. The champion beer and food pairing was Flossmoor Station.
What?
Yeah. So they won with a chocolate silk tart, and the beer was the Shadow of the Moon Imperial Stout.
Okay.
So there you go. So as far as we can tell, for the fourth year in a row, a dessert has won this thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Maybe we'll go next year. I'd love to, if you win and you listen to the show, we'd love to hear what you had to say about it.
Did anyone have a favorite that didn't place? You know, because there were like 17 breweries there.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I only saw a couple pictures. I didn't really see too much that day.
Yeah.
But cool. Yeah, we'll have to mark it on our calendar. What is it? End of January 2016. Get ready. Well, should we get into this coming week and what we have on the calendar then?
Yeah, let's jump right into it, man.
All right. So Wednesday, January 28th, the month is over, is a event where you can play with Legos and drink cocktails and beer.
Really?
So this is the Chicago Architecture Foundation. It's Drinks and Design. And basically, you can drink some Goose Island beer. There's wine. There's cocktails. Play with Legos. And this is $20 and $15 for members.
I can't tell you the last time I built something with Legos, man.
Yeah.
And then Legos can get pretty serious because you can get the really little Legos, you know? Uh-huh. You think of Legos as the big blocks, but you can get some really little ones and do some really intricate stuff with those things.
Yeah, seems cool. I think I would just go to see what maybe other people are building too, because I'm sure you got a lot of neat architecture students that probably build some elaborate buildings and things like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely check that out Wednesday the 28th. We'll include a link in the notes here.
Okay.
Then what we got? Anything else Wednesday or what we got for Thursday?
On Thursday the 29th at 6 p.m. at Howls and Hood is a Sierra Nevada Bigfoot Barley Wine Beer Dinner. So Sierra Nevada is bringing 5 straight years of their massive barley wine Bigfoot.
So is this a dinner where every course is paired with a barley wine? With that barley wine?
And $60 a ticket. Yeah.
If we were on Bourbon County Stout Overload from just two courses of Bourbon County Stout, I don't think I could handle 5 courses of barley wine.
It's going to be pretty serious. And I went to an event over there in the summer, and what I noticed was that it's kind of like not really family style. It's more like station oriented, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, you go to different beer stations and you go to different food stations and then you grab a seat and eat at your leisure. That's how it was in the summer. So we'll see how this one is. Yeah, they're going to have stuff like wild boar, you know, a sweet potato gallet, whatever that is. You ever heard? I don't know what a gallet is.
I don't know what a gallet.
Yeah. And then some pudding and that sort of
pudding.
Thing.
That's the course. Pudding.
Dark chocolate bread pudding. Okay. I should have been more specific.
A snack pack and barley wine.
Here you go. Here's your plastic spoon and your 2014 Sierra Bigfoot. So that's Thursday, January 29th at 6 o'clock, Howl and Hood. It's right downtown.
Cool. And then Friday are 13 events, right?
Yeah.
From Pipeworks.
13 events from Pipeworks. This is awesome. It's they've got a new beer. Well, they first of all, they got a new brewery.
Wait, Pipeworks has a new beer? That's absurd.
Surprise, surprise. I think I read something that said when they won, you know, like Brewery of the Year or whatever, best new brewery of the year, they put out like 48 beers in that first like 12 months. Like 48 different
beers.
Yeah. They're rolling, man. So they got they're putting out some they're going to have a new brewery, and one of the first beers they're going to make in the new brewery is the Lizard King. So this is a beta version of the Lizard King. It's going to be on draft at 13 locations on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
We want to run down the places where you might be able to grab this?
Yeah, totally. The Map Room, Benny's Tasting Room in Lincoln Park, Lawman and Eagle, Local Option, Hop Leaf, Kaiser Tiger, Emporium, Fishman's, Owen and Engine, Simone's, Small Bar Logan, Logan Arcade, and Lionhead Pub. That's the only one I've never heard of.
Lionhead Pub?
Yeah.
I've heard it, but never been there. Like I've been to all the other ones at one point or another.
Lizard King is tapping simultaneously within hours at 13 bars. So the Lion King is a pale ale, 6.5% with Mosaic and Amarillo dry hopping.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, sounds nice.
Yeah, that does sound good.
Yeah, so that's Friday.
Cool. Anything else on Friday?
No, that's it.
Okay, Saturday, we have an event called Festive Bale?
No. Festive Barrel.
Barrel. I said Bale. Not Festive Ale.
Not Festive Ale, which was the first event we ever covered, I think.
Confusing.
This is Festive Barrel, the second annual Festive Barrel.
This is not a Heather event.
This
right?
is not Heather.
She should shut this down.
I think she should approach them and say, hey, you might want to adjust your name, pal.
Yeah, or just call it Festival of Barrel.
Especially if it said, if you know how it is, especially if it went Festive - Barrel.
Yeah,
then you really have to come after at that point.
Shut it down,
So this is...
But what's this event that you should go to?
This is at Riverview Tavern. This is an all-day Saturday. It's a $50 ticket. So this is a fundraiser for the children's hospital, like the Lurie's Children's Hospital.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, maybe we don't want to shut it down.
No. I know, man. We haven't even talked about it yet. What do you have against these kids, Rat? What do you...
Damn
no.
it. I didn't know it was for the kids.
So only sour and barrel-aged beers are going to be at this thing. Lots of Goose Island stuff. Lots of brewery stuff. Yeah.
So it's like a faux bab.
Yeah, it's very much so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man,
it's like a faux bab, but a fundraiser.
They are stealing two events. They stole faux bab and Festive Ale to make this event called Festive Barrel.
All in one fell swoop.
Man.
Yeah. This is Saturday starts at noon. This is at Riverview Tavern. I haven't been up there yet.
No, never been there.
Yeah, it's 1958 West Roscoe.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, and then. Sunday's the Super Bowl.
Sunday's the Super Bowl. We got one more event on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
It's this Level Eater 5.0. So this is a collab between Three Floyds and Mars Brewing. And Mars is the Maria's Goods guys.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So they own an art gallery around the corner from Maria's called the Co-Prosperity Sphere. Mm-hmm. So they're doing what's basically a fantasy role-playing music and art show. You know, so the Three Floyds guys and the Mars guys brewed beers just for this event, and then they also curated all the art that's going to be in the gallery that day.
Oh, cool.
So this is a $15 ticket, and this is down in Bridgeport from 5 to 10 on Saturday, January 31st.
Nice. So are they going to have other beers or just those two?
No, from what I'm seeing, this is just there are no guest beers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So then Sunday's Super Bowl. I know last year you did a Chicago Beer Geeks
Super
Bowl party.
We did.
Doing
it's,
that again?
A lot of work, a lot of sweat and tears.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I didn't really get to watch the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So now
this time you want to watch it and not do the work.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So
I don't think there's any events on Sunday just because that's going on.
I think so.
Make your own event. Then anything else happening Monday or Tuesday or... Should we wrap up the week?
No, let's wrap it up.
Well, cool. Well, there's some fun stuff. I'm sure I'll try to make it to something here, or otherwise I'll just make it down to Bangers and Lace and see what they got on top. It's cold and snowy. Gotta keep it close to home.
Yeah, I hear that.
I'll probably check out the Pipeworks thing because Emporium's got it, and hopefully it's still on after this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, if you get the last one, maybe they'll just give you the tab handle.
Oh. Is that something they do?
Well, they did that at last time at they had a takeover. They had a tap takeover at Emporium.
Okay.
And then whoever cashed the tap, whoever got the last glass, they gave them a tap handle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
Nice. But we do have some news that we've came across, some beer, some Chicago beer news.
Yeah, we got a little bit of news here. Speaking of Maria's, you know, the guys behind the Mars Project, they're tearing down, they tore down the shack. We affectionately call it the shack. It's like it's an indoor patio where you could smoke because you can't smoke in the bar.
Okay.
So they tore that down because they're going to make room for this this restaurant, this Korean Asian-inspired restaurant that they're having there.
So they're opening up a restaurant inside their bar?
Opening up their they're opening up a restaurant in what was the patio of the bar.
Okay.
Yeah. So the bar stays the same, but all everything else is going to look different.
Okay. Cool. Who's behind this?
This is Won Kim, who throws a lot of events.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be the chef there. He's going to do chef collaborations, and then he's also going to have it's going to be like an almost like an Asian style street fair.
Okay.
Kind of place. There's going to be you can walk up to it and get stuff to go, kind of like how they do at at the taco spot in
Rick Park. Big Star.
At Big Star. Okay. Or you can sit down and dine.
Oh, neat. Yeah. Okay.
So they announced this back in September, but it sounds like they're finally making plans because they tore down
the shack.
The shack. Yeah.
Well, that'd be good because everyone just kind of right now brings in pies from Pleasant House next door.
Right next door.
So if they have another option to bring food in, that's cool.
Yeah. So it's kind of making sense. And then, they sell all this beer. So why not have more space for people to sit down?
For sure.
And get your beer. Yeah, totally. So.
And then there was some other news where the Two Brothers Tap Room in Scottsdale?
Yeah, man. So Two Brothers, based in Warrenville, right, is, one of the largest craft breweries in Illinois. And they're opening, they already opened it, last Friday. They opened their second location in Scottsdale, Arizona. Now, this kind of seems random to me. I think one of the baseball teams is, they're based in Scottsdale, I think, for spring training.
Yeah, I think the Cubs are there.
Yeah, so it's probably the Cubs, right? But other than that, is the Super Bowl, we talked about the Super Bowl. Is that where the Super Bowl is, or is that in Phoenix, Arizona?
Ooh, I'm a bad person to ask for that.
I don't know either. It just seems like kind of weird.
It is weird. Scottsdale.
It's Scottsdale, Arizona.
I noticed on their packaging, maybe about a month or two ago, all their six packs said Warrenville, Illinois, and Scottsdale, Arizona. And I was like, I tweeted out this picture or asked on Twitter. No one got back to me. It was weird. And now it all makes sense. They also own a distribution company in Scottsdale as well. So same idea here. They own Windy City, and they have Two Brothers.
Is this? I just picture it being like a West Coast brewery, like Stone opening a brewery in Joliet, Illinois, or something, right? Can you even fly to Scottsdale? I guess that's the part that's weird.
I think
to me.
You can.
Okay, all right.
But I guess it's no difference than Lagunitas opening up here, right? But why Scottsdale? Scottsdale seems
Chicago's
weird.
Badass, though. That's
yeah,
why
Chicago's great. Why Scottsdale?
That's the only part that's weird. Nothing against people from Scottsdale. I just don't understand the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or the effort in a new pub being there. Why not put a pub downtown,
Yeah.
Downtown Chicago, I mean.
Or get your shit together with the Peyton. Get their shit together with the Roundhouse because I haven't been there in a long time. Last time I was there, that food was terrible and nobody was there.
It's a massive space. I went once. Someone asked me what I wanted to do for my birthday one year, and I was like, I've never been to the Roundhouse, so I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a huge space. It's hard. It's a hard place to fill with people. I'm like, this place never ends.
Yeah.
It's massive.
Well, you probably were walking around in a circle. It just keeps going. All right, Scottsdale, sure.
Yeah. So there's that.
Any other bits of news then?
A little bit more news. Thrill List. They put out a list of brewmasters and asked those brewmasters to select, what their favorite IPA was. Obviously not one that you make.
Uh-huh.
So what's your favorite IPA that you don't make? And then Sam Calgione from Dogfish said his was Revolution's Anti-Hero.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm sure those guys were stoked for that. It's kind of great to hear.
That's pretty cool. That is the ultimate road soda. You need a beer in a can in transit.
Anti-hero, yeah.
It's anti-hero all day. Not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is a fantastic beer.
Yeah.
I wonder if I got any at home. Maybe I'd have to crack one open tonight.
7-Eleven across the street's carrying them, man.
Nice. I probably don't because I would have drank them. Let me be honest here. I think I got some bottom up, though.
Yeah, bottom up wit. Or a little crazy. I've been drinking a lot of little crazy lately. Oh, okay. Yeah, Maddie looking all weird on the can. Yeah, that's a good beer, too. Nice. And speaking of Revolution, this Friday, January 30th, tickets go on sale for their 5th anniversary party, man.
It's been 5 years.
Man. It's hard to believe, man. So, like, Metropolitan's 6 and Rev's already 5?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It seems like Metro's been around so much longer.
I know.
Man, that went by quick. So instead of doing it at their super awesome facility in Avondale, they've decided to go to the Riviera.
Oh, okay.
And this is going to be like a full-blown concert with like three pretty popular bands. And the actual concert slash party is going to be on Friday, March 13th, but tickets go on sale on the 30th for Rev 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if it just got too hard to manage it at the brewery now that they have so much stuff in there, yeah, and just like the amount of people coming to the brewery there is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, and then if you're these guys and you're expanding, you know, like they are, you know, making it more of a regional thing, you know, you're probably always brewing. So, you know, you can't use the space to party as much because everybody's in there working.
Yeah.
Brewing's a serious thing, you know.
It is, yeah.
Unless you're homebrewing, then you're just kind of just, it's an excuse for everybody around to come over and drink all your good beer.
And help clean up, right?
Yeah.
Well, awesome. I'm definitely going to pick up some tickets then.
Yeah.
Well, I think that does it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Nick, how can people find you, get in touch, reach out?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, it's at BRad. And Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Follow all of us up on Twitter. And then we're on Facebook, / Chicago Beer Pass. We usually post photos, share other events we come across that we just didn't have time to mention on the show or forgot about. And then our website is chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to these events, links to iTunes, so you subscribe, leave a review. That's always helpful. And yeah, let me finish off this mega milk and get out of here.
Right on, man.
Later.
Cheers.